Pesachim, Perches, Mishneches. We had before the halachas of Aninus, legabe shechting a korban Pesach for an oinin who's going to be roy to eat kotchim that night. And we pointed out that even though Aninus, in terms of the yoim Aninus, is deraisa, there is a halacha of Aninus on the night following the yoim of Aninus, but that din is only derabbanan. And therefore, that din is nitcha kamei achilas korban pesach. And if he wouldn't be able to eat korban pesach, then the shechita wouldn't be. If he's not roy lachila, then he can't be part of the shechita. And that's an asheshiyesh bekaris. That's the din that we have over here. Mufurish oinen toivel. He's toivel. Va'ochel es pischo lo erev. Avaloy bekotchim. He's allowed to eat his korban pesach by night, even though lechor aninus legabi achilas kotchim should be noy the laila after. It's the Rabbonon. Avaloy bekotchim. Achilas kotchim generally is a mitzvah saseh, but it's not a mitzvah saseh chomer, and it's not something that he's mamish mechuyev. If you want to say it with a tesefis reid, bavusta vort, that achilas kotchim on a normal carbon is not a choyvas gavra that you have to eat from your carbon. It's a din that the carbon has to be eaten. Ad kedekach, famous shtickle beis alevi, where he explains, based on Sugis and Zvochim, that the mitzvah achila of a regular carbon, you're not mechuyev tira kezayis. The din is niskayim bepachsim kezayis. Why? It's because the din that achila b'chol ha'toy kula is a kezayis is when there's a choyvas gavra. You are mechuyev to eat matzah. How much? Obviously kezayis. You're mechuyev, every single member of Klai was mechuyev to eat korban pesach. How much? Kezayis. The din of achila's kotchim is not your din as the bala korban that you have to eat. It's a din that the korban has to be eaten. So maybe you have to make sure that the korban should be eaten. There's no din to eat. When there's something that has to be eaten, that's niskayim b'chol mashu mashu. Even b'chol mekazayis. So that din is avada, not a proper choyv derais. It's not, for sure, not a choyv of an aseh sheyesh bekoris. That's only korban pesach. So only korban pesach do we waive the din aninus midrabbanan. Another detail that's mavur over here is oinin toivel v'oichel. Why toivel? Pashtus, most people would say that he has to be toivel because he was nitma. But that can't be true because we're talking about him eating kotchim. We're talking about somebody who's not tomei lemeis. Obviously, if he's eating korban pesach tonight, everybody else is eating b'tahara, generally speaking. We're talking over here about somebody who wasn't by the levaya. He wasn't nitma. So what's the pshat toivel? There's a din d'rabban, so Mishnah Chagiga is a din d'rabban, since he's oimed lihishtatev ba'avelus, oimed lihishtatev b'levaya, it's kiviyochol din d'rabban on his choyser tahara. That's clearly only a din d'rabban, that's an extra measure for taharis, legabi kotchim. So mele he's toivol, and memele oichol's pischev lo erv. Obviously not by kotchim. Hashemei almei, so here we have another din. It's a Mishnah in Moed Kotten. That talks about not only when a person hears Rachman al son, a close relative, died, he's mechuyev bavelus, aninus. There's another din aninus, shemei al meisoi, that for sure he hears a shmua that the close relative died. Vamelakit loyat somois. A close relative was buried in a temporary grave. They have this very often where people, Rachman al son, were killed, or it was times of war, and there were temporary kvorim. And then that kever is moved on the day when one's parents, this is by parents, when one's parents, this is called malakit loyat somos, because that's generally what happens. So the halach is that there's an aninus, even if the person sat shiva many years before. Just heard about somebody who was two when his father was killed, Rahman son, during the war. He was hiding in one of the forests. He was killed by Polish partisans. And they found the kever, they were able to identify and find the kever 60, 70 years later. He writes Kriya, Malakit Loyat Somos. So the din is over there also, that he also has this din of Toivol, it's a din aninus. But that din is Va'eichol B'kotchim, even if it's right then. But since it's only a din derabbonon, so they waive that in what's going to get to Korban Pesach. We have to point that also, Shemei al-Meisa, we're not talking over here where the person died now. We're talking about somebody who had a Shmua Rechaika, not even a Shmua Rechaika of Lamed Yoim. 2 weeks after a close relative died, he heard about it 2 weeks later. That's the way Mail was. He heard about it 2 weeks later. He doesn't have a din aninus. Aninus is only before the person is buried. Meis le meis. Meis imut lefonov. So here we're talking about a din aninus, which is only dirabon, and that does not, Chazal were an oimin on, gzeirosom b'mokim korban Pesach. Gershon is Gaia Bar Pesach. We have somebody else over here who's only rendered ro'i l'achilas korban Pesach, l'akrova l'achilas korban Pesach, today, on Erev Pesach. Who is that? A Gershon is Gaia Bar Pesach. Imagine that. He joined with the rest of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael's going out of Mitzrayim tonight. He jumped on the train. He's becoming a member of Klai Yisrael. He's going out with the rest of Klai Yisrael tonight. So he's a Gershon is Gaia. He's Teufel. The Pashtus is what we're talking about over here. Is we're talking over here about Tfilas Gerus. The Mefarshim we have, Tes Yomtim, says Mefush, that's what we're talking about. Va'ichalas Pischa Lo Erev. He can eat his Pesach tonight. Now, L'chor, this is a Poshta Din. L'chor, Beshama is only saying what he's saying. L'afuge Besil. Why not? If he was a guy today, so tonight he's Roy. As soon as he becomes a member of Am Yisrael, you could be Makav Akor Pesach, you could be Nimna, and he could eat tonight. So we're going to see Besil has a new Din. But if you stop here by the Mishnah, the Mashmos is that Toivul Va'ichalas Pischa Lo Erev without further ado. And there's a Kasha here. When you learn there's a Sugya in Tmura, a little bit of a mysterious Sugya, it's not so clear, where there's something called a Korban Hager. A Korban Hager, Bepashtus is not Ma'akiv, the Gerus itself. V'horai, there are Gerim in the last 2,000 years, we don't have Korbanis. The Pashtus is, and this is where the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Yetzirah Yabia, Perikut Gimel Halacha Dalid, is that the Korban of Gerus is a Ma'akiv on a Ger being Oichel Kotchim. So how does this fellow who's Megayer Erev Pesach eat Kotchim? It sounds like, without further ado, Toivov Oichel Spischa Lev, he doesn't have other preparations. The Korban Ager clearly could only be brought after the Milo Utvila. Remember, the Seder Gerus is Milo. A tvila a goy who's an oral is not the tvila doesn't work. So the seder is milo, thereafter tvila, with that he becomes a yid. But legabi, like we said, achilas kodshim, he has a din of carbon ager. Where's the carbon ager? Says Rameh Simcha Noasamech, gewaldige chiddush, he speaks to San Meshach Chochman and Noasamech, is that the loshna beshamay would seem to indicate, he brings rayas, that a carbon pesach is the carbon that will be machzim. He doesn't need a special carbon ager. You know why? Zokta Rameh Simcha, hele gevort. He says that carbon pesach is a carbon gerus. It's a carbon gerus for Gans Klai Yisrael every year. It was the original carbon gerus. Simele Avadet serves the purpose of being this ger, this Erev Pesach Dika ger, being his carbon gerus. Simele Oichelas Pischel Erev. Aziz Avot. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, HaPoirish Min HaOrlo, KePoirish Min HaKever. He says a new Dinder Abonon. We're talking over here about somebody who his meal, like we said, comes before the tefillah. His meal was today. Theoretically, he could have done the meal last week, gave him time to recover. There are certain dinim of gerus that are chal with meal. Now's not the time for the whole sugi in Yevomis. But he was nimoil on Erev Pesach. The halacha is that he can't just be toivel and go into achilas kotchen. What it seems to this ger, and what it seems to anybody who's looking at him, is that he's being nitar from tumah on Erev Pesach. And the halach is, the Gemara says, see, you guys are next year, he's going to look at himself also, hey, last year Erev Pesach, I was toivel and everything was fine. He doesn't know that a ger, a goy, is not mekabel tumas meis. So he doesn't need hazoas shlishi shvi like any tumah meis. So mele toivel b'mikveh and everything is okay. So because of that, we're goyzer on him that ha'perish min ha'orlo. Nobody told him that the gerus has to be today. Wait on the tefillah. Wait, he should doesn't have to be a ger this second. Better he should wait. Either if the gerus was able to be done last week, so then you would have a week to wait, and that would be mekayim this gzeru. But if not, the halacha is that you have to wait, and we're doiche him from eating Korban Pesach. We're doiche him from Akrovas Korban Pesach. The reason for that is because there's no necessity that the Gerus should be today. And Bistam, that's what was done. Because of this Gzeru of Bishil, they didn't do Gerusin on Erev Pesach. Because of this Gzeru of Shema Yoyma Eshtekate, Tovalti v'tiharti, and he doesn't know that last year there was no Tumas Meis on him. He was a goy. This year, he was a Yisraeli, as Tumas Meis, and he needs Hazar Shlish Yushvi. 2 points, by the way. They were goys of this gzera only on a ger, that was Nimoil, not on a Yisrael. He had a medical condition. You have an 8-year-old kid who had a medical condition. Now he's roy, or you have an adult, just came from Russia. They made him a gerus. They didn't make him a gerus. They made him a milo. So because of that, they weren't guys on him. Now he's a full-fledged yid. He doesn't need any more introduction. They weren't guys on him. Shema Yomer next year, that this year also he became Tor. That's the only thing on a guy becoming a yid, not on a yid becoming a gemalta. That's 1 point to make. Another point is just that a guy doesn't have tumas meis, and that's where this gzera comes in. L'chor, there should be a mokum to be geyser that a guy maybe has tumas zov. Tosefta talks about it. He says there weren't guys around Tumazov. A guy is Mekabel Tumazov. It's Mishnayis and Nida. So Tosh Yamta says the reason why there weren't guys around the maybe he's a Zov, is because a Zov, if he's a Zov Godlu, then he has to bring a carbon. So that there wouldn't be guys around him. Hazor Shlish Yishvi, everybody went through it basically when they came to Yerushalayim. So that was part of, that was a prerequisite to Karben Bezak. Witness the fact that by us on the calendar, right before we learn about Pashas HaChodesh, we learn about Pashas, about Korban Pesach, the prerequisite to that is Pashas Poros. So Hazor Shlishi Yishvi is part of the Seder HaKrovos Korban Pesach almost, and that's why they would go through it over here. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Misho Yetomei Oy B'derech Rechoike V'lo Yosso Sarishon. So here we're going to be introduced, Perek Tes talks about the Dinim of Pesach Sheni. And Mamela, somebody who was, the Mishnah literally is quoting the Mishnah, the Loshen Apostle. In Parshas Baloscha, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud. Dabar al b'nei Yisrael leimo, ish ish ki yeh tomei lo nefesh, oi biderech rechoi kolochem, oi lo deroi seichem, vosa Pesach l'Hashem. The reason why he didn't bring the Korban Pesach is because he was tomei, or he was biderech rechoi. The Torah speaks that out. That's who the Torah says to have a din of bringing Korban Sheni. However, there's another category of somebody who brings Korban Sheni, somebody who was not Tomei, or was not B'derech HaChoyka, that's the next din in the Mishnah. Shogag oy nenas, v'le'os ha'sarishin. He was a shogag, he mixed up the date, or he was a nenas, any type of oneness, they chapped him, put him in jail. Al-Kobanim, he wasn't Torah, he wasn't B'derech HaChoyka. Yases ha'sheni, he also has the right to make a Pesach Sheni. If a person was a mazid, a complete mazid, Pesach Rishon, they're not. If he's a shogeg or an oynis, then he can make Pesach Sheni. Now, l'choira, that would tell us that a shogeg and an oynis and a tomin and a derech hachoyka are the same thing. That the Mishnah asks him, Cain, loma nema tomin and a shogeg and a derech hachoyka. Why does the Mishnah delineate these two? Why does the pasuk speak out tomin and a derech hachoyka? So answers the Mishnah, she'elu p'turin mi koris. The two cases where he's potter from koris. And this needs a little bit of explanation. The pasuk that we just quoted, which is in pasuk Yud, a few pasukim later, the Torah says, "Vo isha shehu tor b'derech lo yoyo." He wasn't one of those two categories. V'chodal la'aso isa pesach. He didn't bring the korban pesach. V'nichus on ever shayim yamei ki korban Hashem le'yikriv mayatoi. So he's chayiv because, of course, a korban can only be on a mezid. It's not such a thing as a chorus and somebody's a shogeg. So we're talking here about somebody who was amazed, but he was tor and he wasn't biderech rechoiko. Because of that, the Gemara understands that the emes is, listen to how the Torah is saying it over here. The Torah is saying these type of people can bring Pesach Rishon. The Torah says, Lamaisa, they weren't able to. They didn't bring l'choira. They didn't bring Pesach Sheni. The chayiv the chorus are not bringing Pesach Sheni. The Gemara understands no. The chorus is not a missing Pesach Sheni. The chorus is primarily a missing Pesach Rishon. So who are we talking about? When the Torah says somebody is Tomei B'derech Rechoiko, there he's not part of the eligibility to bring Korban Pesach. So Memele, his din is that even if he was Mevatel Mitzvah Saseh Derais and he didn't do Pesach Sheni, which would fix up. Which would be mamala the chesaron that he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, but al kaponim he's not v'chod alasas Pesach. The Torah says who's chayiv koras, the one who's not b'derech hachoyka, not tomei. The one who's Tomei Ubederech Achoyko, even if it's bemezed that he didn't bring Pesach Sheni, since he wasn't able to bring Pesach Rishon at all, Mamel does not Karis. Who has Karis? Somebody who Be'etzim was eligible for Pesach Rishon. He was an Oynis or a Shoygek, so he can fix it up. He's a Yovel L'Tikunoi Aide Pesach Sheni. If bemezed he didn't bring Pesach Sheni, he's Chayiv Karis on the Pesach Rishon. That's what's going on over here. And because of that, that's why the Torah delineates these two, because these two are not Chayiv Karis B'Cholov. Because like we said, the Karis is only somebody who was eligible Pesach Rishon and didn't bring it due to no fault of his own. He's a Shayig or an Oynis. But if he didn't bring it with a fault of his own, the Pesach Sheni, he's Chayiv Karis on the Pesach Rishon. That's the Tzuris of the Shmaitzer. We'll add one detail. When you talk about a Mezid, talk about somebody who misses Bezod Leivov, he didn't bring Pesach Rishon. He's not Bederech Choyke. He's not Tomei. He's there. He's willing. He's able. But he's not willing. He doesn't bring Karmen Pesach. He's Chayiv Karis. He doesn't get a second chance. What about somebody who's Bederech Choyke and he has a full ability? We'll see soon. Bederech Choyke doesn't have to mean so far. He was able to get there. What happens if it's 3 days before Pesach and he's sitting right outside Yerushalayim? Get on a donkey, get on a train, on a bus, and go to Yerushalayim. How could you call that not amazing? G'day le'achrenim grapple with, do we have a klal that anybody who's doesn't bother the few days before he has to be mekayim a mitzvah, he doesn't bother ordering matzah. He doesn't bother going out and getting a little of an esrik. So when it gets to the 15th day of Nisan or the 15th day of Tishrei, he wasn't mevatel mitzvah, say? Ke'ilu, the mitzvah of matzah that you need to eat, b'leil tezvov, of course, you have to bake it before that. Of course, you have to order it before that. You're not going to have it. No, 2 days before is not my mitzvah. My mitzvah is on Pesach. When it gets to Pesach, oh, now I'm an oynis. Does that make sense? So the Michas Chinuch struggles with this. The way that Tzlach brings it out, the Abbas of Pshat, is that for a mitzvah, say, of course you have to make sure you do whatever you have to do in order to be in the right place, have the right material, have the right thing in order to be Mekayim Mitzaseh. And if not, you weren't Mekayim, that's called a Bittul Mitzaseh. Here, we're not talking about a regular Bittul Mitzaseh. Remember that there are only two Essen that have Chorus, and Befrat when it's a Bittul Mitzaseh, you didn't do anything. There are 36 Averis that if a person does, it's a Ma'is Averi Chamur, it's Chiv Chorus. Two Essen, whereas if he's Mevatel, he's mevatel the mitzvah, say, of Mila or Karban Pesach. Both of them have chorus. The chorus is only, now when somebody's mevatel the mitzvah, say, stamazoi. The chorus is when a person's in a situation where he's eligible and he doesn't bother. It's not for the bitl mitzvah, say, it's for the bitl, we'll say, he's mevatel the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mila certainly that way, Karban Pesach also. We just spoke out in the last Mishnah, Karban Pesach is the geiris of a yid with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If he's there, he's not b'derech chayko, and he's not tamei. He's there and he doesn't bring Karban Pesach. He's being oiker, he's being made for the bris. Mamil, that's the chiyuv karis. You want to know if somebody's right outside Yerushalayim and he doesn't bother getting on a train, and because of that he's b'derech chayko, is he mevatel mitzaseh? Avadim is mevatel mitzaseh, but there's no chiyuv karis. The Chiv Karis is only if he's there and he's mevatel the mitzvah say. He's mefed the mitzvah say of bringing Karm Pesach. That's where the Chiv Karis is. A very important Tesevus and Havona on this din.